Hello, thank you so much for being here. My name is Fabi and this is Connection First. As I always say, I'm super excited to be here, but this time it's not only excitement, I also feel very relaxed and calm because I did a little meditation just before I started to get into the podcast today, and I was sharing because I just finished recording the version in Spanish, and I was saying, oh my God, how much I appreciate every time I get the chance to meditate. It's something that I'm not as disciplined as I wish I was. I have been in moments where I am really disciplined, and it's one of my commitments for this year, hopefully. And I do it often, but not as often as I wish I would. Every time I manage to do it, I really appreciate it. And I feel we all need that time to put like a pause in our thoughts and in everything that is happening in our heads, that we're always so busy and with many things to plan and organize and think of. And so when we take a break, I feel we appreciate it. Like, I really feel the difference afterwards, and I feel my thoughts are more clear and I feel calmer, like I am now. So we can leave that topic for another episode today, that we're going to be talking about something different. We will be talking about connection. It's my favorite topic, as you might know, and I talk a lot about the connection between us and our kids, but this time I want to focus in the connection between our kids and the grandparents. And I have been reflecting a lot over the last couple of days because my parents came to visit. They stayed with us for 4 weeks, and it was beautiful to see that connection growing now that the kids are older, that the trip was different because they were like part of their routine. They stayed with us and it was a lot more of the quality time and simple moments, like comparing to the last time we saw each other, because last time it was just after COVID. We met in Mexico where my sister lived, and my parents are still back home in Venezuela, but we all met in Mexico, and it was like holidays, presents, Christmas, New Year's, so many things. COVID, we all got COVID on that trip, and it was busy, it was different. The type of moments together were different compared to this time. This time was slower, was that my parents love taking the kids to school and picking them up and just being part of the everyday. So I have been, since they left, I have been reflecting a lot in many things, and there are a few things that I would love to share in my podcast, but today I'm going to focus in the one that I believe was stronger, that I noticed, and it was the connection that I saw building between them, and the things that I believe help for that connection to be very profound and honest, particularly honest and strong. And I mean, of course, and obviously, when there is a relationship between our kids and grandparents, there is so many things that get in the middle and many things to consider. And there's a lot of things that are completely out of our control in the way they want to be with their kids, and the kids want to respond to that and everything. But I believe there are some things that we as parents can do in the middle to help that connection, if we have that interest in that connection, to happen with the kids. And especially for us, it's been important because we don't get to share with them the everyday. And I have to admit that the first few days when my parents arrive are always a bit heavy and hard, because it's a reminder of everything that you've been missing. It's a reminder of the gap that there is between the last time they saw each other and this time. So it was, and it is hard, and I acknowledge it. Like, I'm conscious of that it's hard the first few days. And there is this urge, like this impulse, to try to force things at the beginning. So you want to ask the kids to go give them hugs and run in the airport and kiss grandma when you see her and all of these things. And I really try to stop myself from doing that. And me and my husband, we both believe in letting things flow in the normal and natural way. And in general, with the kids, we really don't put pressure in them in asking them to show affect to someone, like give them kisses or hugs or anything, because we believe in like helping them listen to their bodies and getting to know what they really want to do without us getting in the middle. And of course, this is related to doing things just to please other people and things that might go against what you want. And of course, we're not talking about being disrespectful or anything. We are simply talking about ways to show affection in this case. This is not only to benefit them and to understand what they really want and listen to what they want and the ways they want to be and express themselves, but this is also related to trying to take care of that relationship, because we really believe that. I believe that when you put pressure in something, that relationship is not going to benefit. It benefits a lot more when things go in a natural way and you are there, of course, to help them and everything, but we let things go in an organic way. So anyways, of course, when you live far apart and you don't see each other often, there is, yes, what I was saying, this impulse to like, I want to do it. I want things to go to normal and to have that beautiful and see those beautiful moments happening the first day, and that don't happen. I believe the first thing that I wanted to share is specifically that, which is probably, I mean, when you hear about helping kids build that connection, you might think otherwise. You might think that is guiding the kids towards giving hugs and reading together and sharing stories and everything. No, no, no. I mean, that will happen naturally if you let things flow. And the rest is completely out of your hands. But what you can do is you can reduce the pressure. And I apply this with FaceTime as well. I try not to put that pressure on the kids because I want that relationship to be organic. And it was so nice to see, especially towards the end of the trip, how Matthias, my older one, giving my dad so many hugs. And of course, that they were very special because we knew they were coming from a very genuine and nice and honest part of him that wanted to show the affect for the grandparent. So that's one thing that I firmly believe helped in that strong connection that I saw happening, especially in this trip. The other thing that I believe is, and I mentioned it briefly before, is the fact that this time was a lot of simple moments. We were at home, and many times after school, we came back home, and in the simple and ordinary moments of like making homework and my mom going to them is like, can I help you? Those simple moments, I believe, really help as well in building this connection, right? And where there are no distractions, you can really, like my mom would simply start baking a cake and the kids would like, yes, of course, let me help you. I want to be there. And those really like moments of the everyday are amazing to create that connection as well. And it's so easy as well when you have visitors to like, I'm a big fan of like, I love this city and I know so many spots. I wanted to take them, but I tried to stop myself and say like, okay, no, we're going to have a day at home. And then the next day, maybe we'll do something different and try to combine both things. And speaking of simple moments, we also went camping. And I feel that was key in this relationship that I saw developing between them, because camping is a perfect moment to go back to the basic and to the simple life as well. And I saw so many beautiful games in nature between my kids and my dad, who loved nature and was telling them all about like games that they can create in nature. And then there was kangaroos coming, so my mom was sitting down with them and just simply watching the like a mom kangaroo feeding their baby. And you know, small moments like that. And also there is something related to empathy and to connection, that is when you offer help to someone else, right? And the camping, it was really nice because my parents had never been camping in Australia, obviously, and my kids felt like they knew and they wanted to help them and to show them around. And I felt that was a nice, again, opportunity to connect and to, you know, have that empathy of like, oh, you haven't been here, let me show you where the bathrooms are, let me help you with this, this is how we clean the, you know, the dishes. And that was really lovely opportunity. And the other thing, because I was writing a couple of things that I believe really help, and as I said before, it's not only with grandparents that are away, but grandparents that live in the same city, and you might have that interest in helping that connection build. And of course, we can't control many things within that relationship, but there are things that we in the middle can do to help that connection to happen. And the other thing that I believe helped was giving them context. Before my parents arrived in Australia, I told them many times of like how much of the big effort they were doing, how excited they were to see them, and that the main thing of this trip was to spend time with the grandkids and how important it was for them. When you give them context that way, without asking something straight away, the kids simply feel naturally, you know, connected to that person that is doing this for them. You don't need to get into the moment of like, oh, because they come all this way and they do this, you need to do whatever they ask you to do. No, no, no. Like that would be very dangerous as well, because we don't want to use it in a manipulative way. We just want to be honest and give them context. So like the last night they were leaving and the kids had to say bye because they were leaving the next day super early. I simply told them they leave tomorrow early, so we have to say goodbye tonight. And they spontaneously, again, without forcing or putting pressure or anything, they simply went to my parents' room and they stayed there and they took paper and they were drawing with my dad for like an hour and they were reading together and doing many beautiful things together and connecting. In the end, we just give them context, and it goes both ways. Like, I also was telling my parents a lot about my kids, like giving them context in terms of like what to expect after school. They might be tired, sometimes they can be more irritable because after school they, you know, they had already a busy day before, or things like, I always like to remind my mom that Ben is very, like, you know, close to me, that he might prefer to do things with me if I'm around, so she wouldn't take that personally whenever it happened. Things like that that we can explain to both parts, I think, are helpful in general. And I think the last thing I wanted to comment today that it was really nice and special to see was how much the kids were enjoying this time, that the kids are older, so they are 7 and 9 now, and they really enjoy listening to my parents' stories, especially when they were related to me or when I was little. And, you know, I feel that creates that connection of like belonging, like, oh my God, I'm part of this and this is where I'm coming from. And we are connected to these people, not only now, but we've been connected for so long. And this was really, really profound. Like the times that my parents would bring up a topic, you could see that the boys were really listening and they enjoyed that. And I believe that in general, when you are keen to build a connection with someone else, it's lovely to hear about each other in general. So all stories from my parents and kids sharing stories as well, like that type of things and creating that conversations around dinner time or going for walks are always really special and a really nice way to sort of create or help create those moments to build a relationship or to create that connection between them. And of course, I mean, I have been sharing a lot of the things that I have been thinking lately that I saw and that I realize now really helped, because I love really the way the relationship was towards the end particular. And I saw the results of all that I am explaining now, that we didn't do on purpose necessarily, but things that we consider and we try to put in place. So what I explain about letting things go in an organic way and letting things flow in the way the kids show affection to the grandparents, and also like giving context to each other and propitiating a lot of like simple moments, I think was key as well. Something else that I have kept on aside, because I feel it's a bigger topic or another topic for a different episode, is the fact that it's been a long way between my parents and I in terms of like coming to this place of respect in the way that we parent these days. Because I believe between the way our parents raised us and the way we raise our kids, there might be differences. And of course, it's a more complex topic. But I feel something that is really definitely helped to the moment that we are at the moment is a lot of conversations and a lot of understanding and coming to this respect where they simply see the way we parent from a curious place instead of from taking that as an attack. Because what happens sometimes, and I know I have been having this conversation with many of my friends as well, is that grandparents might feel attacked if you do things differently. If you don't give your kids many things with sugar or many chocolates and they used to give that to you when you were little, then they take that as an attack, right? And anyways, we can leave that for another time, but definitely the respect was there and it's been a long way, but I feel that we are in a good place and very happy with the way things were, even though that we were staying in the same place and that it was intense and everything. But my take away from those few weeks was the amount of love that we share and the amount of quality time and the connection that was built so strongly and so honest between my kids and the grandparents. It's always good to remember that we are all doing the best we can with the information and the tools we have. And I always like finishing my episode saying that. And I really hope what I shared today was helpful. And I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for being here and for listening.